I look forward to assisting you as you
This is very hard to see.
A few opening remarks.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
How did we get to June 21st, 2021? To ensure the future of our organization and to allow us to move forward on our central purpose of economic development, almost everything we've undertaken and accomplished over the past 2 years has been to stabilize our organization financially and to build a strong board of directors. This at times has been tedious work with long-term goals. Yes, we assisted businesses at the onset of the pandemic, and yes, we encouraged and funded art projects during the darkest days of 2019. But a disproportionate part of our efforts have been spent on survival. Those efforts have borne fruit beyond expectation. Three pieces of real estate, languishing for years off the tax rolls, have been sold. One has closed, other two moving towards closing. Those transactions provide long-term financial stability for our organization. How and why we've made this progress, and even more importantly, how do we now move forward? As I'm sure you're aware, I'm a firm believer that volunteers assisted by competent staff can and do accomplish tasks that seem almost impossible. Strong, dedicated board members and staff that are committed to improving Hudson for all of its residents. That's who we are. Strong board members and staff that bring leadership, talent, and experience to the jobs that now lie ahead. The team members we've assembled, each of you, have demonstrated a unique ability to come to a consensus on complex issues. This has required an atmosphere that invites and encourages differences of opinion. For that, I laud you. You have demonstrated a fearless approach. You've had infinite patience. You think creatively. You're eager to take initiatives. You stay humble about your work. Individually and collectively, you are driven by a passion. And importantly, we have worked well as a team. We're now moving into the next phase of our tasks, building the economic and job future of our fellow citizens. To that end, we've started meeting with community leaders outside of our board and outside of government to join us in this effort. Those with whom Brenda and I have spoken have accepted the challenge with enthusiasm and good ideas. To better understand each of your ideas and thoughts on our future, I would like to meet with each of you individually in the coming month. Let's spend an hour together to help me understand how you see our future, your role in that, and the future of Hudson. I'm closing these brief remarks with a quote from Steve Jobs, well known for thinking outside the box and challenging others to do the same. He said, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. So think outside the box. Be crazy enough to think we can actually ensure the economic future of the city in which we all live and love. With that, we'll move on to our regular agenda and start with our secretary, all minutes of the 2 May meetings.
Yes, I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the May meetings.
Your motion heard, is there a second? I second, Edmund. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. And we'll need a motion for the May special meeting minutes.
Yeah, typo. It should be June special meeting.
Yeah, thank you. I see that motion from Phil. Is there a second to accept? Made and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Finance, Mr. Foreman. Your microphone is off, Phil.
Now that I can pass the microphone. I pass the microphone to our distinguished executive director, Brenda.
Thank you. I'm going to share my screen. Hold on. As of June 14th, our statement of financial position. So in our operating account, we have little over 22,000. Be aware that there are some funds. We're using the Hudson Emergency Arts Fund as the holding account for the donations for the Police Memorial Park that is still ongoing. I have a little bit of PayPal money that I haven't transferred over to the tune of maybe $500. So just about $10,700 so far for that project. Nothing out of the ordinary except that our second PPP loan that was for $3,600 was forgiven this week officially. So no problems with that. Yeah, that's it. I mean, there hasn't been a ton of activity in the last month, so.
Is there a motion to accept the financial report as presented? Made all over the place, made by Christine. Is there a second, please?
I second.
By Paul, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Before we leave this, just a brief comment. The doing of the PPP loan was exclusively that of our executive director. Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you to our contact at the Bank of Greene County, former board member Brian Stickles, for shepherding us through that and letting us know it was forgiven in its entirety. So good job. Good job on that.
Thank you.
Old business. Mount Marino. Both Paul and I have been in contact with each other, as well as the purchaser of the Mount Marino property. Paul, can you update us a bit?
Yeah. I was just informed yesterday that the buyer's attorney recommended that a phase one be done on that parcel. Again, that buyer has every right to do their due diligence, but you know, thank you, Brenda, for reminding us that this is an as-is, where-is sale. So he has every right to do, you know, any kind of investigative, you know, work he wants to do on the property, but it's, you know, there's no contingency in the purchase for that. So we really have to urge them that, you know, we want to move forward.
I had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Fain, the purchaser, this morning. and we had a very candid conversation here that he now has that document in hand that indicates this was a sealed bid auction, as is where it stands, and that certainly he may want to do that kind of an investigation, but we need to move towards closing promptly. That is not a contingency on the sale. He now clearly understands that. And he indicated he would inform his counsel to that effect. I asked him if we couldn't get those papers off his counsel's desk promptly so we can schedule a closing as fast as possible. It's lingered on a bit too long. Mm-hmm. All of us know closings aren't going fast these days, but we're into this a few months right now with no progress. I suspect we'll see some change in that promptly.
Right.
We have on B, we have a contract now in front of us on Montgomery Street parcels. And the contract needs our examination. We'll have a meeting of the officers here within the next week to take a look at that with our attorney to see what we need to pencil in on the blanks. But all the hard work's been done. We need to take a look at other conditions or terms that we want to impose on that. I would anticipate being able to have that ready for presentation within a week from today. The narrow parcel north of the dog park.
It's still out in space. The title company really hasn't come to any kind of a conclusion.
So there was discussion of, because it's not really a piece we can take to market, right?
No, it's not.
So there was discussion in the previous board meeting of we could gift it to the city. Am I correct there?
Yes.
It would provide a pathway down to the Fugery area, et cetera. But
that's where the confusion is. We're unsure if it really is that narrow strip or if it's not a more rectangular piece at the end of that strip. That's where the confusion lies, is to exactly which parcel we own. It appears on the tax maps that we own what we've referred to as the Space Needle, but the deed indicates the description, the meets and bounds, does not coincide with that long Space Needle parcel. So that's where the confusion lies.
And the $64,000 question,
which one?
How do we resolve that?
And again, it's with the title company, and I've even worked with them a little bit on this, but I know they've done their investigative work, and then they hand it over, I guess, to their management for review, and we just haven't gotten anything back yet. I think they're really stymied on this.
Right.
Okay.
And that affects getting the survey completed, because we did request the survey for this parcel as well to see if we can come at it from both angles. And he's stuck as well. He wanted to see the title to make sure himself. So
it's a mystery.
All right. It appears it's not worth a lot of our time until we get further information.
No, and either parcel, Bob, to your point, it would probably be a piece that we would gift.
Okay.
Point of information, who are the property owners adjacent to whichever parcel turns out to be it?
The city of Hudson.
So there's no mechanism to just preempt all that work and just say, whatever it is we own, it's yours. We give up all rights to anything within this flat and long square. Done. We write a note, we're over with. I'm just asking because I know something about irreconcilable survey points not matching old title. That could have been screwed up for years and in multiple ways. So if there were any straight through, we don't care. We're done. It's yours, the city. I would make a motion that we do exactly that.
I kind of like that approach. We just give them the key. We give them the keys, and they can have it, right?
Yes. Just find a lawyer that'll write up a note. We forgive any rights we could add. We don't anymore. Thank you very much.
Kamal, how do you like that?
Well, you know what? Why don't we? Why isn't the real estate committee think this over and come back with something?
Thank you, Paul. I mean, because I think Bob is absolutely correct. This is so not worth anybody's time.
No, it's yes.
Let alone my brain first went to, I know this really cool historic surveyor in Kingston. He'd love to put his teeth into something like that.
Well.
And then I thought, whoa, wait a minute. No, this does not need to be an academic historic exercise. Let's just get it over with. So anyway, thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Good thoughts, Susan. Thank you. Let's move on to new business. We have in here, because this now needs to become a constant discussion, is a strategic plan for the future of our organization and what we're about to be onto. I wanted this in here for a couple of reasons. We have to start switching gears. We're not going to get to talk about real estate much longer. Well, excepting the 14 acres of underwater, but we'll set that aside for a moment. Primarily, I want each of you to start thinking about this. Our mission is economic development for the city, job creation. I have now talked with three community leaders about these things, and some really good ideas are bubbling along out there. I don't want to put those ideas on the table yet, but they're everything from how do you determine the permanent workforce for a specific industry, and then how do you flex it for when there's high demand, low demand, and some really creative ideas about that. Here's a fascinating idea. There's fairly good evidence that a substantial portion of the city's parking meters are not functioning, a substantial portion of them. For the city, that's an economic impact. We know from budget presentations how valuable parking revenue is to the city. Is there a way we could develop an approach that would bring grant money to the city to start to correct that problems? The person I talked with actually did this in another city and got federal and state grant money. They installed state-of-the-art parking meters, et cetera. So again, who would have ever thought of that as economic development? But I think one can build a case for that. I'm going to leave it at that. But I think our platter is going to get very full very quickly. I will, in the next month, gather those people we've talked with from the Business Coalition, the Chamber of Commerce, and two of our own board members that have stepped forward on this to start to think this through. I would hope when each of us sit down over the next month, I'm gonna get your best ideas, no matter how off the wall they are. Let's get these things on the table. Some of them will be doable. If we've been able to accomplish what we've accomplished in the past couple of years, some of these things are going to be very doable for us. So with that, before we move on to the nominating committee, Brenda, do you want to insert the piece that's not on the agenda about that you talked with Seth about?
Sure.
Just a heads up on this. We have the perspective of gift coming in. And I'm going to recuse myself from this because it comes from a member of my family. So I'm going to step out of this conversation now. I leave it. Brenda, can you kind of carry us through that?
Sure. So again, I received an inquiry. And I, again, just to restate, Bob is familiar with this person. They have a baby grand piano that they would like to donate to HDC, and this is coming from the work that we did with Seth's group and the Arts Emergency Task Force, and then the program that we did as a part of that, wanted to see if there was somebody that we knew that desired a in great shape piano that we could donate through them. And that's kind of a win both for us, because we get to provide a not easy to obtain musical instrument and get it to somebody, or and for them, just like we do with other donations, it would be a tax exempt donation. Some of you had given me some feedback already saying that, you know, delivery of something of this size might be difficult. There's the chance, depending on who the recipient of the piano would be, if it would, if they would cover the cost of shipping or delivery of the item. And of course, if somebody lives on the third floor of an apartment, getting a big grand piano into the space might prove much, much more expensive. I have made an initial contact to Maria Suttmeyer at the school to see if either of the schools would be interested in accepting this donation. So yeah, that's where we are.
Okay. Do we need board action, or is it just an information item?
I think it's, right now, maybe it's more of an information item. We can preliminarily do a motion to accept the donation if, one, we can find somebody and the shipping can be handled.
Okay.
Because I think the individual, I believe, needs to know what to do with their piano within the next month. So
yeah,
board action probably would be good, because we won't be able to wait until the next meeting.
Just a point of information, from experience, a piano that's not tuned is a bit of a pig in a poke. They're big and they're heavy. Now, having been a piano mover at one point in my life, I will say it's really, especially baby, I'd rather move a baby. Oh, is it a baby grand or a full grand?
It's a baby.
Right. I'd rather move a baby grand any day of the week than I would an upright. So that's one. But really, if it's not tuned, that makes this whole transaction really difficult. I noticed that there are actually three piano businesses in the local Hudson area. So getting that piano to somebody who might work with us, or at least have it, because whoever gets it, the first thing they're going to want to do is fix it. And unless we know whether it needs to be fixed at his place, or it's just, if it was just a matter of tuning it, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you can raffle it, because you've got a working thing.
You know, for whatever it's worth, the piano is in excellent condition. We've had it; it has been appraised, and we have a whole worksheet from that appraiser on the piano. And certainly, moving the piano, my understanding would have to include, once it gets in, tuning it. Moving it requires it to be tuned. Am I correct?
At minimum, so it just depends on what condition it's in anyway. When were the felts last replaced? You know, strings, are there pedals, all that good stuff. And yeah, certainly after you've taken it apart, because you take the legs off to move it, right?
It's so currently in use. It's currently in use by accomplished musicians.
So it carries a tune. It does not.
Oh yeah, it's in use by very accomplished musicians right now.
Oh, so that means if a school got it, they. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What commitment are we under then if we make this motion and accept it, you know, to accept this donation? So we are committed then to the donor to take possession of this?
Right. I mean, essentially we'd be accepting the donation of the value, the appraised value of it, for their tax exempt donation write off. And then we can't hold the piano anywhere. We just need to make sure that it goes to someone.
That's where I'm going. Like if this party, you know, has to be rid of this physical thing within X amount of days, I don't know, are we in a to guarantee that we can make that happen?
Right.
We should only accept it if we have somebody to move it on to. It should never pass through our hands physically.
Right.
All right. So I don't know if we want. I don't know if we want to make or accept the motion. I don't know. Unless we have more, something more definitive about a potential recipient. Just my thoughts.
Should we be able to get the information out there that we're perhaps more significantly than at our meeting right now, particularly if I just had a baby grand moved into my house and moved out, so it didn't have to be retuned. So that said, if we somehow or another put it on a public forum where it could be available, we wouldn't have to touch it.
Right.
And moving it is, okay, that's the cost of doing business or not. Depends. But maybe we have a week or two to make this public. Right. And if we can't do anything within the next week or two, well, then we don't.
Right.
I think that would be more advisable.
I mean, should we do a motion that states something that we will accept the donation of the piano, providing the tax-exempt donation paperwork, as long as we can find a recipient.
As long as we have a recipient, not can find. Well, no, we have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who can pay the moving costs?
The donor may be willing to do that.
Wow.
This is not significant money. It's not big money to move it, unless you're moving it to California, of course.
Yeah.
Not significant money. No. Are we looking for a motion?
Do I just need to make that a motion?
Right.
Yes. With the acquisition of an appropriate donor, we will make the commitment to the piano donator. We need a recipient first.
Is there yes?
Yep. I'm saying Susan motions to accept the donation of the piano with the acquisition of an appropriate recipient only. Do you want to put a timeline on there? 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Will that give your party enough time to come up with plan B? They should know.
Yes.
That they should just come up with plan B anyway.
They're working on plan B right
now.
And
we bow out graciously if plan B goes to plan A.
Right.
Yep. Perfect.
Right, mm-hmm. So I'll second that.
Second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. New business item B, nominating committee is submitting a nomination for a new board member application.
And
nominating committee chair, Nick, can you get us underway with that, please?
Yeah, as everybody on the committee is aware, we've been trying to populate the HDC with let's look at it as a puzzle where we have a goal, we have a mission statement, and we need people with skill sets, with a sense of purpose, who understand a local economy, who are passionate about the city proper. And we have spoken to a number of people. We all realize how much time the HDC can actually take from us if we want to give it. So while we've had some very, very terrific candidates, when they sit back and think about it, we're all very busy right now, or have been so. It's surprising how many folks step away at the last minute because when they realize how much work this organization will require, if you wish it. That said, that's to allay anybody's fears that we didn't look out there. I myself have talked to at least a half a dozen folks who have put their name you know, put their name in the hat, so to speak, sat down with them over the past couple of months, and we have decided, and we had one individual who has shown a significant interest, whose name is all before you, and whose CV arrived with the, for hopefully a lot of you have written and asked questions. And so that's where we're at right now. And I'd like to turn this over, my comments right now, unless somebody has any questions for me, over to Christine, and we go from there. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. I just to reiterate, as we've done every time we're seeking new board members, we post the application and info on applying on our website to the public. We have mentioned it in a couple of lead-up meetings going up to the search committee beginning that to that we are looking, so the members of the public that are present can hear that if they're interested, they can put themselves forward. And we've also encouraged board members every time to submit names of people they thought should be considered, or at the very least approach some people that they think would be good and see if they were interested. Keeping in mind that the current expertise of board members is at the top of our minds as we're going forward. We brainstormed a little bit and we thought about people that might be good additions with the idea of balance, diversity, and personal experience. And both of us have reached out to individuals in the balance, diversity, and personal experience categories. As Nick alluded to, as you all know, our work as a board has become more involved than it used to be. Just attending a monthly meeting once a month is not kind of the stock and trade of what we're doing. Many of us have been assigned to research and investigate work that the board wants to do and work that we think we should be thinking about for our future that's coming down the pike. Our task forces last year were a great example of a very effective way for us to engage the community for input with the board and collaboration. But it took many, many hours of everyone's time, both the members of the community, but also board members, to run those. And as Nick alluded to, it may come as no surprise, but many Hudson folks don't want to serve on a board like this. So we reached out to candidates, some of who declined us in the past, who we still felt might be we were turned down for many varieties of issues having to do with personal work time after a year in a different kind of work climate and family commitment issues. So we did, however, receive a very strong application, and which we're grateful for. We reviewed it thoroughly, and we feel it exemplifies the skill set and fitting into the mosaic of our board, which Nick also alluded to, a puzzle. Of our mission going forward. This is an economic development corporation, not a popularity contest. So I'm pleased to present that candidate, John Friedman, for the board's consideration. John's application and credentials were circulated last week for you all to review so that you had a chance to think about him in advance of the meeting. I've known John Friedman for more than 15 years and have personally collaborated with him on economic, philanthropic, and educational efforts. As most of you know, John lives and practices law in Hudson. He's been involved in legal work and ancillary civil issues throughout New York State. For 5 years, he was the City of Hudson alderperson, chairing the Legal Committee, the Finance Committee, the Police Committee, and the Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Committee. John was a board member on the Columbia County Habitat for Humanity from 2010 to 13, and he was a member of the Columbia County Ethics Board from 2009 to 2011 with 1 year as their treasurer. He's also done many hours of pro bono work as both a lawyer and a strategist for organizations and individuals in Hudson and throughout Columbia County, which he doesn't detail in his application. John has participated in Hudson Reads, a very successful lunchtime one-on-one mentoring program in the Hudson City School District for many years. I've done that myself, and I've witnessed his commitment to this. He shows up, listens, and reads with his mentee and has said, "I get more out of this than the kid does." John has participated in, he started a special lunchtime program, which was very successful, to bring community professionals in their careers and experts forward with a free lunch, which, you know, is always good, to the Hudson High School to unlock career ideas and possibilities for Hudson kids to think about what they might want to consider as their future. Continuing with the idea of mentoring, John has mentored many county startup businesses and agribusinesses on business plans, operational expenses, funding sources, and partnership ideas, and launched more than a few of them. And some of them have become quite notable. He's a close connection to many Hudson restaurant owners. He's advised them on operational and financial issues and personally patronizes them weekly as a commitment to their health and our local economy. He knows real estate, landlord, and tenant issues and has advised many on these matters, especially during this last difficult year. He shops every Saturday at the Hudson Farmers Market with a list, I mean a good list, and small bills, which if you're a vendor, you really appreciate those $1 bills. And he's been supportive for years of one of the best small businesses in Hudson. We all know that John can have a very strong opinion. When he is passionate about a concept or an idea, he can be outspoken. But we have built a board that is not afraid to be outspoken. So I see that as a strength and not a negative towards his candidacy. And in my experience, his opinions are rooted in facts and good thinking. His resume certainly shows that he has had a strong experience collaborating in board relationships of all kinds on all subjects. John is a good listener, an excellent thinker, and he is generous, kind, and caring to people who need his support. Finally, I know we have other lawyers on our board, just as we have other real estate professionals serving together. Adding John to the board as another lawyer would be to miss the depth of ideas and experience he will provide. He's been committed to Hudson's growth, both economically and culturally, since he arrived, and I remind us all that's the center of our mission. I believe he will be a great help on the board as we grow our mission in the coming years. Therefore, I'm delighted to nominate John Friedman to the board. I hope you'll support his nomination. Thank you.
Is there anybody that wanted to ask John any questions? I believe he's here. He was at the beginning. There he is. Hi, John.
Good. Did somebody call them?
Okay.
Bob, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Let's try this again. We need a second on Christine's nomination.
I make a second.
Second by Nick. The floor is now open for discussion. John is in the room. So if you have questions, observations, now is the time.
These are questions from the board, by the way.
Welcome, John. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
While you're thinking this through, the vote process will be through the chat feature of Zoom. You'll send a chat directed to Brandon.
Make sure it's a direct message to me.
Right, and that'll simply be a yes or a no. We need to have a record of it. It does not need to be a voice record. It needs to be a print record. Are there any questions or observations for the candidate? Phil?
Not a question, Mr. Chairman, just an observation. You had talked very thoughtfully about our transition going forward and how we fulfill our mission. It's become pretty clear that the real estate phase, in a sense, is moving forward, exceeding expectation, frankly, in terms of our ability to take that on. But I'm not sure that we're quote unquote out of the we're out of the real estate business, or we hope to be. But the implications of these transactions, particularly down on the waterfront, for the future of Hudson are enormous. And I know from a fact, knowing you all, that while there may be or will be a different owner, they're going to be looking to us for some guidance, for knowledge of the city of Hudson, for navigating bits and pieces of issues, some of them very, very complicated. And you also talked, as Nick did, about putting together the puzzle. So here, my piece on the puzzle is this. I'm not sure what the future is going to look like exactly, but I do know that people are going to hold us accountable for providing smart advice to whomever takes on the CAS proper in terms of our mission by helping business owners and others succeed, do well, create jobs, but also figure out a way to bring as much as possible of the broader community into all that stuff. So therefore, if I'm picking my fantasy team of somebody who knows Hudson, somebody who knows the business owners, somebody who understands the strategic issues and complexity, and somebody who's just seriously flat out smart, I would pick John.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Note, if someone desires, we can ask the candidate to step out of the room. Brenda can do that and isolate the candidate for discussion without the candidate in the room. It is a public discussion, but without the candidate. Is there anyone that wants to exercise that opportunity? Not hearing any. I think it's not, unless there are other observations, we should call for a vote.
All right.
The motion is made.
Quick question for the board.
Thank you.
When the conversations happened with other individuals with the selection committee, who are these people and how can we be more informed, of who may have interest? Maybe we have relationships with those people. And, I would like to see the board, reflect the community. And this is not against anything against John. I know he, has a long resume of work. But outside of this particular pick, I don't feel like the board really reflects the look of the community.
Okay. A couple of thoughts. as Christine mentioned, we have made an effort to encourage local applicants. Now, in the time I served on the main committee, it certainly was a bit of a frustration because we had, Christine, maybe we had 8 or 10 people for 3 positions. And as we went through the interviewing, certainly as indicated, some of those people stepped aside. And I think this past week, in speaking with a board member, they said, this isn't just a volunteer situation. This has become a job. This is not something I can do casually. I can personally tell you this is eating up at least as much as a halftime job for me. And others of you are giving similar kind of hours.
I don't want that to be an excuse, though, Chairman, because there are other boards that, take up a lot of time that have diversity, have, people from different skill sets. Like the planning board takes up, a lot of time, and there's diversity on the planning board, all the other boards.
Just to suggest one thing here, not to interrupt you, Mayor, the idea of diversity, fortunately, has been first and foremost on the mind of the nominating committee. And we've also been, and at the risk, rather than list the names of people that have been approached, gender, orientation, race, all sorts of factors came into play. And we reached out, quite frankly, to them, to those groups, and really tried. I mean, and I understand, you know, it's the other side of it, too, is that if worthy candidates are not just, I don't know them all by any means. So we did also expect on a certain level, you know, it would have come also from other members of the board. If there were candidates that, or people that you believed or that folks believed should be interviewed, we would do it.
And this is less of a critique, but more of like, you know, how can I be a part? Like, how can I help? Like, if I know that you're reaching out to certain communities and, you know, it may be...
Because it's all been said. That's all part of it. You know, we're not... This doesn't happen in a vacuum, but I understand what you're saying. It's perhaps coming down the line as openings present themselves, that's an opportunity. And all, that information is made available at all of our meetings. You know, trying to be as sensitive as we can to this community, which we know is diverse. Mm-hmm. And that's all I, you know, have to say about that. But we're not going to list the names of the people that we approach or that approached us. It's sort of a funny way of doing it.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the mayor's comments on diversity.
Yeah.
And I've served on the nominating committee longer, but, you know, for a very long time. I think I'm responsible for bringing all of you on the board at one time or another. So I take great pride in the board we've assembled. But I do, we always have wanted more women, more people of color. We've wanted more gender identification people. And we continue to search. It's very disappointing when no one when we seek people out and no one wants to even talk about it. So, you know, they can dismiss us as quickly as we can dismiss them. The other thing is, which we haven't had the, you know, we're not dismissive, but we also have, you know, we've not been, we feel disappointed when we can't, you know, grow in ways that you're suggesting. And maybe in the future, we'll be able to do that a little better. The board members should be largely tuned in as when we call for this to, and, you know, to put forward people. Have you thought about this person? Have you thought about that person? And some of you have. We run down a list of people that have said no. And most of the people who say no don't want it to be revealed that they said no. So, I mean, it's a little bit tricky. It's a privacy matter. They want to keep their no to themselves. So, I mean, the board is evolving. People step off and we need to fill those seats. So if we could keep that as our priority, I think eventually we would be more successful in finding some new voices for us to hear. Younger people certainly would be good. So I hear you, but.
Mayor, can I summarize briefly?
Thank you.
Sure.
We look old, male, and white, and that needs to be changing. I got it. Let's you and I, in the hour we sit down, continue to explore this. That's exactly why I want those meetings, to think of what are we looking at going forward here. So I appreciate you bringing this up.
And I just want to offer, you know, my support to the selection committee. Like, if there's, you know, any communities that Perfect. You guys reach out to, however I can be of help.
It looks like Steve Good. Has a question. Steve?
Yes, in a brief statement. I assume that there have not been applicants come forward that the committee rejected that we don't know about. Assuming that's the case, I have no reason to believe it isn't. Our choice now is to leave a vacancy open. and wait to try to find somebody that would add more diversity, or to accept this candidate. And I appreciate Mr. Friedman as a controversial figure. There's no way around that. But he is experienced and knowledgeable. And I assume he appreciates that the dynamics of this board is different than the city council. And I've always been impressed about his knowledge of the economics of the city and the businesses and how things work. And so I think, personalities aside, he does have a skill set that's very valuable for this committee going forward. And therefore, I endorse his nomination to the board and thank him for his interest. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Are there further comments before we vote? Having heard none, we'll call for the vote. A reminder, click the chat, send it directly to Branda, a yes or a no.
Give me a minute, I'm going back over, make sure I got everybody. All right, the final tally is 9 yays, 3 noes, 1 abstention. So with 9 being a majority, motion passes.
John, welcome to the board.
Thank you.
Welcome to the board.
Welcome to the board, John.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you for the kind words.
He submitted an application to us, one of the few times someone has really volunteered to do this. John, be careful what you wish for here. It's a lot of work, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. I am as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, John, I'll talk to you by the end of the week and get you your board orientation materials.
Thank you.
Is there any other new business to be brought before the board? Hearing none, before adjournment, public comment. Again, as we've established here, we restrict comments to items on today's agenda. are there comments from any member of the public participating? Having heard none, thank you for attending, members of the public, commenting or not. We appreciate your being here. I appreciate the board being willing to have a long discussion about an applicant and being able to do that in public session. It's the healthiest way to be able to do this. I'll accept a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion.